Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hello and welcome to program number 640 of Nostalgia Radio Time. We've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that this week. Let's begin with a 1944 episode of Jubilee, starring Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra.
Yes, man, it's Jubilee, winging your way once more with some walloping wing ding that would make a wallaby jump in a kangaroo's pouch and say, Mama, you got a passenger. I got a jump tonight. For the delectation of every United Nation, the solid citizens of Hothorn Hall include Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra. All this and heavy, too, because here he is, your master of ceremonies, our number one hoist-up boy, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. This is your big fat CQ with a barrack full of bounce that's calculated to carve his initials on all your hepapagios. So latch on to your twilly parachutes and get ready to straighten up, because we're really going to fly right. On cloud number one, we have a band of bands tuning up to play a song of songs called Hallelujah. I'm talking about that last word in Lunsford's, the one and only Jimmy Lunsford.
For a groovy kickoff. But I seem to notice a baton nudging my elk's tooth. What can I do for you, Jimmy Lunsford?
It isn't what you can do for me, Ernie. It's what I can do for some of the boys who were kind enough to drop me a line.
To wit?
Staff Sergeant Clinton Woodard, First Sergeant Richard Gumble, and the whole gang at APO 929. Hang on, guys, because here's the arrangement that we hope will end all arrangements of Pistol Packing Mama.
Thank you.
announcement and crew for packing in Pistol Packing Mama once and for all. Here's the Lunsford Lilt of Holiday for Strings, featuring some fancy flute tooting by Jimmy himself. Rend it and bend it, Jimmy. And boys. Now, a few gates in the gallery are ready for another hot overture. We'll continue the symphony in sawdust. From his blue book of bounce, Jimmy Lunsford has pointed the baton at the good tune, Keep Smiling, huh? Keep Laughing, huh? Be Happy. The vocal lamplight now falls on Joe Thomas, who carves a course in tulip time. Jimmy, if you're loaded, lead us to it.
Keep smiling, keep laughing, ha-ha. Keep smiling, let's keep laughing, ha ha. Be happy, ho 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 ha. Let's keep smiling, let's keep laughing, ha. be happy. Oh, ho, ho, ha, ha. Keep smiling and keep laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Keep punching and everything will be all right. Let's keep smiling, keep laughing. Ha, be happy. Ho, 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 ha, ha.
The same echo goes for Joe Thomas.
And that was Jubilee from 1944 with Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra. Stay tuned for another episode of Jubilee coming up at the second half of the program. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows like featured on the show, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, check us out on Facebook and X. And if you happen to be looking for an antique radio, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word. VanB2Es and a K. Up next, we've got a twin spin from Louis Jordan, beginning with this 1944 hit, Five Guys Named Mo.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me, Jack. There's Big Mo. Little Mo. Four-eyed Mo. No Mo. Look at brother. Look at brother. Look at brother, eat more. Mo, 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 mo. Who's the greatest band around? Makes the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town? Five guys named Mo. When they start to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing. They're red high and you'll know why when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you folks, you really ought to see Five Guys Named Mo.
Thank you. got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Baby, maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
And that was one of Louis Jordan's biggest hits from 1944, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. Here he is from 1950, joined by another Louis Satchmo Armstrong, in a song from the Bing Crosby picture, Mr. Music, Life is So Peculiar.
Life is so peculiar.
You get so wet in the rain.
You know it too.
Mm-hmm.
You get so warm in the sunshine.
Get my suntan. It doesn't pay to complain.
I never complain. When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air.
Yeah, and when I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair.
And when I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home and brood. Oh, life!
Tell them about it, Pops.
It's so peculiar. The desert's only got sand,
and that's grand.
The ocean's only got water,
and you can't drink it all up.
You never know where you stand.
When I go out to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes.
Yeah.
And whenever I get sleepy, there's nothing to do but doze.
Yeah.
And whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink.
Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think. Yes, life. It's so peculiar.
It sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife.
It sure does. Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
I love cabbage. Husband should have a wife.
Yes,
life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
A bird can usually sing.
No birds.
I do too.
A pearl is made by an oyster.
New Orleans?
Rampart Street. You can't be sure of a thing.
When I get tired of resting, there's nothing to do but walk.
Walk it off, Pop.
And when I don't care to listen, there's nothing to do but talk.
Keep your big mouth shut.
When I'm up in the airplane, there's nothing to do but fly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so peculiar, but I often wonder why. Oh, life.
Baba Duwebuwa.
It's so peculiar.
Sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife, you know.
Mm-hmm. Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
Leftover cabbage?
Yeah.
A husband should have a wife.
Yes, life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
One more for me, Jim.
That's life.
Let me have one, Jack.
That's life.
All together.
That's life.
Yeah!
There's more to life than just living. Sweetness, it's not all life. There's always taking and giving. The kiss and makeup each time you fight, it's just what you make it. It's tears or it's fun. Your neighbor's hand when you shake it, and the one who waits when the day's done. There's more to life than the hassle. A smile can make a home.
Mercury, now in the Lincoln Continental tradition, and by Mercury Comet, beautiful new edition of the world's 100,000-mile durability champion.
A wake-up kiss in the morning, a good-night kiss every night. It all adds up, yes, it all adds up, to make the living so right. You've simply got to give each day so much work, so much play. You can hurry home to the warmth of people around you, to share the laughter and strife. Ooh, it all adds up, yes, it all adds up. The home, the kids, and the wife. Yes, it all adds up to love, which adds up to life.
And that was our Bing Sings feature for the week, the theme song from the short-lived Bing Crosby Show sitcom from 1964-1965. Up next, it's old-time radio time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we've got another episode of Jubilee, this one from November 6th of 1944 with Erskine Hawkins.
From the River Rhine to the River Rouge, Jubilee spelled backwards is Ile Bouge. Men, here comes Jubilee with as fine a flock of dignitaries as ever graced Hothorn Hall. I'm talking about Lead Belly and Paul Mason, the famous Eddie South trio, Effie Smith, Jimmy Mitchell, from Duffy's Tavern, the one and only Eddie Green, and that band that is grand, Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra. And now, here to get on the ball and flip it this way and that, is your master of ceremonies, that great big man with two pairs of paunch, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tonight we're really going to fan the fancy fuzz off some finicky fruit and plant the pits in your O.D. orchard. And now I want to introduce our guest maestro for tonight, the 20th Century Gable, Erskine Hawkins. No applause, no applause, no applause, please.
Hold on there, fat boy. Why no applause?
Well, we're loaded down to the gunnels tonight, and there's no use of the cats beating the chops off with just a little old orchestra leader.
Well, I like that. Well,
that's funny. I didn't think you would, Ers. What have you got on tap?
Oh, we have a little thing called Hot Platter.
Now we can give it to him. That really peeled the bobby right off my sock. And now Jubilee takes a 5-minute break, hitches up his pants, leans against the day room, and comes face to face with the... Oh, what did you say your name was, sugar?
Effie Smith.
Oh, Effie Smith. Oh, my goodness, Effie Smith, what a beautiful name.
Thanks, Ernie. I think you're beautiful, too.
Cost me a dollar to get that gag in. Effie, what are you going to wrap your choice voice around?
How's about St. Louis Blues?
Step right out and beat it out, sugar. Oh.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. Yes, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Because my man, he has done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Yes, feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'll pack my things and make my getaway. And for store-bought hair, that man I love
Indeedy. Thank you, Effie Smith. Thank you. We pause now for a trice to acknowledge some epistles that breeze into our galvanized gaze both this early bright. And here to say thank you in person are those ever-loving Lotharios of the Light and Airy, the Eddie South Trio. Take over, Eddie.
Thanks, Ernie. We want to thank Sergeant Peters and Harris at 27, Williams and McCoy at 689. Also, hello to First Lieutenants Jones and Montgomery. For all of you, we'd like to play Jersey Bounce.
Oh, take us right on over to Jersey and bounce us, Eddie, bounce us. That was a fair and vital fugie. Men looking over the roster of tonight's menagerie of cats, we come upon the illustrious name of Jimmy Mitchell. To the long hairs, Jimmy Mitchell just means that Mrs. Mitchell had a son named James. But to us nub nibblers, Jimmy is solid, hip, and righteous as a jukebox. Why? Because said cat has chortled forth the most requested song of the week. Don't Cry, Baby. Jimmy, come over here.
Hello, Ernie.
How do? Just cast your eyes over this list, Jimmy. All these cats want to hear Don't Cry, Baby.
Gosh, Ernie, I can't read all the names. But thanks to every one of you, include Robert Atkinson, Bob Herbert at 706, Benny Simmons, Sonny Williams, Henry Pennell at 292, Sergeant Green, the men in Hut 118, John L. Vaughn, all at 980, Staff Sergeant Merlin Rayon, Corporal Willie Turner at 152, and Steward's Mates Augustus Page and Leo Douglas Davis.
Okay, Jimmy, start at the beginning and don't hesitate till the stew is through.
Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. You know I didn't mean to ever treat you so mean. Come on, sweetheart, let's try it over again.
A tarted tidbit of tamale.
Yes, sir.
Comes now a Jubilee first. Our next guest for over 40 years has gone from border to border and coast to coast, singing the real authentic folk tunes of the South. His songs are as American as America itself. Here he is, the one and only Lead Belly. And here to accompany him is Paul Mason. Say, Paul, what's that instrument you've got in your hands, Paul?
Well, that instrument over there is a zither, vintage 19-8.
Well, put me in a dither.
Well, we'll try.
And send me hither and thither with your zither.
Well, okay, Ernie. And Lead Belly's going to sing his own traveling song, The Rock Island Line.
Sing it,
for the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. For the Rock Island Line is a road to ride. For the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want what to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your tea. That's stitching on the Rock Island Line. Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're going to meet him again. For the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. For the Rock Island Line is a road to ride. For the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want once to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get to take you that station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right and I may be wrong. You know you're going to miss me when I'm gone. or the rock on that line. It's a mighty good road, or the rock on that line, the road to ride. Or the rock on that line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like a pony. Get your cheeky that station on the rock on that line. Or the rock on that line, it's a mighty good road. Or the rock on that line, the road to ride. Or the rock on that line, it's a mighty good road. If you don't want to ride, you got to ride it like a pony. Get your cheeky that station on the rock on that line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Got you in the cupboard, but they don't see me. Or the rock on that line, it's a mighty good road. Or the rock on that line is the road to ride. Or the rock on that line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your cheeky that station on the rock on that line.
Thanks, Paul Mason, who played a real mean zither. And our Hot Horn Hall is glad to welcome back once again one of our favorite performers, Eddie Green from Duffy's Tavern. Well, well, well. Hello, Eddie. How's things?
Well, it ain't so good. It ain't so good. In fact, things is pretty dull. There ain't no excitement at all.
Oh, I see. You want excitement.
Yeah, excitement.
Oh, I know of a job that is really exciting. Yeah. A volunteer fireman.
Volunteer fireman?
Sure. Fireman. All you have to do is run into burning buildings and rescue people.
No, that ain't for me. I'm highly inflammable.
But listen, Eddie, think of the reward you'll get.
Reward? How much do they pay a volunteer fireman?
Nothing.
Well, up to now, see, I haven't been interested, but after that, I hate the whole thing. Right, I ain't going in no burning building.
Come on. A little old fire can't scare us.
Yes. Oh, you gonna be there, too?
Yes, I'll be standing on the edge of the crowd, cheering you on, yelling for you.
Yeah, you won't have to yell. I'll be standing right next to you.
No, Eddie.
No.
You got it all wrong. Being a fireman is just a life for you. Yeah. Oh, I can see you now.
You can.
Sound asleep upstairs in the firehouse.
Yeah, well, so far I like it.
Oh, yes. At 4 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarm rings. Uh-huh. What do?
I get up.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Yes, and then I take a sleeping pill and go right back to bed.
No, you don't. You grab your fire hat, rush over to the brass pole, and slide down.
Ooh.
What's the matter? The
pole is cold. I forgot my pants.
Now, don't worry about being cold. Uh-huh. You'll get warm at the fire.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of that.
Now, listen.
Yeah,
in your right hand, you've got a shovel and a pickaxe.
Right.
In your left hand, you have a pair of rubber boots. Yeah. Around your neck, you've got a stepladder and a raincoat. Uh-huh. And in your teeth, you've got the nozzle of the fire hose.
Yeah.
And off goes the fire track at 100 miles an hour with you at the wheel.
I'm steering, too?
Yeah.
Well, I can always blow the horn with my nose.
Now, don't forget, you're on the back of the hook.
Well, I'm on the back.
Yeah, all you have to do is the opposite of the fella in the front.
Yeah, I do the opposite of the guy in the front.
Yes. You come out of the firehouse.
Yeah.
He turns left.
I turn right.
Yes, and then you come to a corner. He turns right.
I turn left.
Right, and then you go straight ahead.
Yeah, then I go backwards.
No. No. You go straight ahead, too. Now you're at the fire.
Yeah.
Now you're right at the fire.
I see it. Look, ain't it burning?
Yes, the flames are leaping 6 feet in the air.
Yes.
The walls are crumbling down.
Yes.
Suddenly from the middle of the terrible flames comes a scream.
Yeah.
A woman is trapped.
She gonna get burnt. She gonna get
burnt. No, she's depending on you to rescue her.
She gonna get burnt.
She's up on the third floor.
Yeah.
The fire's all around her.
Uh-huh.
She can't get out.
Tell her to jump.
There's no net.
Huh?
There's no net.
Let her bounce a little.
Eddie, you're just trying to kid me. I know you're a brave man.
You do, huh?
Yes. Hundreds of people are gathered around to see you rescue that woman. Yeah. They're waiting to pin a medal on your chest.
They'll never find it.
They'll never find your chest?
It'll be home in bed with the rest of me.
Nonsense. The woman is calling for help.
Oh.
Suddenly the roof falls in. Men turn away. Women swoon and faint. Little children run in all directions. But what do you do?
What I do?
Yes.
At heart, I'm just a child.
No. No, you have your duty.
Yeah.
You're brave. You start for the burning building.
Yeah.
Strong men try to hold you back.
They succeed.
Oh, No, they don't.
No.
Hey, suddenly we see a figure running into the flames.
Amy.
He's almost overcome with smoke, but he goes on.
That Amy.
Picking up the unconscious woman, he battles his way through the back, thick in smoke and burning heat.
That Amy.
Then from the crowd comes a scream of terror. Someone faints dead away.
That's me.
Thank you, Eddie Green and Ernie Whitman, for a fine performance. And now, as we approach our wind-up in tonight's fandango, we move ahead cautiously, keeping our head down. Making effective use of camouflage and taking advantage of natural cover, we come face to face with as hot a bunch of rifts as ever wrinkled their way through the shafts and flats and come out varnished. It's none other than the famous Tuxedo Junction with Erskine himself. Come on!
Thank you.
Dawkins. I'm sure every listener was riding high on that favorite dish. Well, men, this cadence is about to be disassembled, field stripped, dried, and hung up over our forelocker. But before we detach ourselves from our hemisphere, I'd like to say au revoir to you, Lead Belly and Paul Mason, Effie Smith and Jimmy Mitchell, the Eddie Thouse Trio, Erskine Hawkins and his men, Eddie Green. Until we latch on to yous again, this is Ernie. If I get any fat, I'll have to get a waist gunner to lace up my shoes, Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
Go, Joe, go.
And just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. So long for now.